Imagination Studio presents
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang by Ian Fleming, read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. Crackpots. Most motor cars are conglomerations. This is a long word for bundles of steel and wire and rubber and plastic and electricity and oil and petrol and water and the toffee papers you pushed down the crack in the back seat last Sunday. Smoke comes out of the back of them and horn squawks out of the front, and they have white lights like big eyes in front and red lights behind. And that's about that. Just motor cars, tin boxes on wheels for running about in. But some motor cars, mine for instance, and perhaps yours, are different. If you get to like them and understand them, if you're kind to them and don't scratch their paint or bang their doors, if you fill them up and top them up and pump them up when they need it, if you keep them clean and polished and out of the rain and snow as much as possible, you will find, you may find, that they become almost like persons. More than just ordinary persons, magical persons. You don't believe me? All right, then. You just read about this car I'm going to tell you about. I believe you can guess its name already. Her name, I should say. And then see if you don't agree with me. All motor cars aren't just conglomerations of machinery and fuel. Some